Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still pretty frustrated about the way that the Falcons lost on Sunday. Like a day removed from it, it's not any better. This is a bad loss.
Yeah.
It's a really bad loss. I don't know. In a season where things are different for sure, the team is better. They just keep kind of checking in with these performances that are like, yeah, they're better, but they're not up there. They're still right here.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. Which is too bad because there's obviously there's parts of the team that are significantly better. And when you watch them on a weekly basis, there's things that they do that are really impressive. But then they come out and have performances like that, like they had on Sunday, and remind you that still a ways to go for this team, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, they just put the NFC side of the bracket. They're the 3 seed right now. If everything stopped today, they'd be the 3rd seed in the NFC. But yeah, I mean, just the frustrating part of just tricking off games that you shouldn't. And I think that was my biggest takeaway from the weekend. Is still, you know, the takeaway today. I was fine when I woke up, you know, this morning. Just like as a player, usually on Tuesday, everything, you remove it and get ready for the next week because it's not going to get any easier playing against a stout, ferocious defense that the Broncos have, and a very much improving young quarterback that the Broncos had. That should have beat the damn Chiefs last week. But no, got to figure out a way, and you know, we can't continuously wait on sacks and everything. If they get them, they get them.
No, they're not going to
get them. Yeah, if they get them, they get them. They don't, it's whatever.
Most likely going to not happen very often.
And so now you got to focus back on the turnovers, trying to get and not giving them explosive plays, even though you gave up one last game between your best three defensive backs. He got behind all three of them and everything like that. Great throw by Derek Carr. But yeah, continues to get better on offense. They got to find a way to keep Kurt upright. I think that Cam Jordan, it was just one of those things where he wasn't playing a lot, and it was the Falcons, and he got revved up. I don't think he'll do anything the rest of the season. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, they get the offensive line.
Does that make it better or worse?
I think it makes it worse.
Probably worse.
Worse. I mean, because this probably his last time playing him.
Probably.
This is probably going to be his last time playing him.
One last rodeo.
Yeah, one last. And he got the last laugh.
He did.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I think that, you know, the offensive line can continue to protect, and Bijan can continue to stay healthy the way they're using, because his usage rate is going to keep going up. You know, and you think more or less of the handoffs. But, I mean, he touches the ball a lot, catches everything. So that's a lot of contact on him. And just continue to get your playmakers involved.
Yeah, and look, I don't have a – I'm not overly worried about that. Like, I think offensively, most weeks they're going to go out there and have good performances. Some weeks they're going to have great performances. Obviously, it's going to depend on the defense that they're playing and all of that. The ceiling just sort of seems to be dictated by the defense,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, again, the offense was pretty good on Sunday. Obviously, they missed a bunch of field goals, which cost them the game. They got off to a slow start as well. They still outgained them. They almost had 500 yards. They ran more plays. They controlled the clock. All the things that we asked them to do early in the season, they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to pay off those drives a
exactly.
little bit more often. And again, like, if the kicker has a normal game on Sunday, then they win that game and we're reacting to it a little bit differently. The defense also played much better in the second half, too. I mean, they held them to three and outs on five of the six drives that they had and only 100 yards in the second half. Problem is, they're still not getting to the quarterback. They allowed those big plays. And when you're so reliant on, all right, we're not going to do that. We're not going to affect the quarterback consistently during the game. We're going to have one or two big splash plays from our guys on defense. We're going to come up with big interceptions here, maybe
right.
a forced fumble
right.
there. Like, when those don't happen,
you're
it makes
screwed.
For a long
yeah,
day at the office.
It does. And also,
and that's, to me, what, again, gets back to that dictates that ceiling,
yeah.
is the defense is only what? Not, I mean.
They're not even middle of the road.
They're not even middle of the road.
Right.
I mean, they're a bottom 10 defense.
Yeah.
So, that makes it really hard to go too far in thinking about what this team's going to be capable of.
You got stale possessions, and they're going to play better offense than they played in New Orleans. Let's call it what it is. I mean, they're going to play better offensive personnel and players.
Oh yes.
Than
yes.
You know, than what they played in New Orleans. And like you said, they were able to get 5 or 6 and all those different things. So you're talking about, what I'm sorry, meaning is that they're going to play better teams. That they may not be able to do that because how this defense is structured and all those different things, and also the personnel.
It's frustrating to sort of look at it like that and say, yeah, they did do that in the second half. Well, they're playing the same team they played in the first half,
mm-hmm.
and they gave up those explosive plays to a receiver who's never done that kind of stuff before.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I'm glad they got better, but it would have been nice if they didn't start out so terrible mm-hmm. also. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, you put yourself so far behind the eight ball that, again, you would have won the game if the kicker would have just had a normal Sunday like he normally has. That's another part of it, is going forward, you better have some more normal Sundays.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, this conversation ramps up and gets really uncomfortable because you're going to be in close games. Like,
that's the reality of the league.
There's never been more one-score games through 10 weeks in an NFL season ever.
Yeah.
There's more one-score games this season than there's ever been before, which is great. Like, it makes for really compelling. I don't know that they're all good games, but they're close games.
Right.
Like, what was the 12-7? The Vikings beat the Jags. It's not a good game. It's a close game.
It's a close game.
It's a one-score game. Wow, it's not seven. A good game. But anyway, the point is, a lot of these games are being decided by the thinnest of margins. The thinnest of margins come down to kicking.
A lot of times.
Among other things. But, like, there's a pretty good chance. Like, I feel pretty good that this Sunday when they go to Mile High,
this game's going to come down
to one score.
Yes, and this the thing with that place, and it depends on how that wind hits it or whatever. Because I've been in a situation where my first time ever going there, Andy,
I think
it was Elam came down and hit like a 57 yard field goal, and then we had to drive back, and I think damn Lindo at the buzzer hit like a 56. So that means the ball traveled well.
Yeah, you got the altitude.
It traveled. He's going to have opportunities and everything like that. That goes back to a lot of things that we talked about yesterday as far as kickers, the mental aspect of it.
Yeah.
The mental aspect of it. Where is he at mentally right now? Because I said it yesterday, I messaged you want to crush him and everything like that. Don't nobody feel worse than him. I mean, nobody feels worse than Young Wei Koo. Now, is it all about, can you get over that? He's missed kicks before. He missed kicks and caught some games before.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got to figure out how to get it done, and now he's going to a perfect kicking place. Because you can boom it in Denver.
Unless it's windy. You never know.
You can boom it in Denver.
It can be 50 degrees.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's
perfect, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. 50 degrees.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.